I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. And I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton-Game. This is Millennial Money. And on today's summer reboot episode, we are going to be hearing from a listener, Marie from Wisconsin, who's been listening to Millennial Money podcast. And actually, through the tips and what she learned through the podcast, she was able to really make one of her dreams come to life, one of her travel dreams. She was able to save enough money, slash her budget, and go on a two-week adventure to Iceland. So I am so excited to share with you her story. And, you know, I think it's really important also for the listeners to hear from other listeners so that you know that, you know, these tips and these suggestions and all of these ideas that I'm throwing at you, they actually do work, right? It's not just me talking to myself. And so I was actually so inspired by her story, and I hope you are as well.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton-Game. It will expand your brain.
All right, Marie, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. I'm so excited for the listeners to hear from another listener.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. I'm happy to be here and share. Awesome. So I know you've been a podcast listener for a while now, and I'd love for you to just kind of share your story of, you know, what you've learned from the podcast and how it's impacted your life.
Absolutely. So I started listening to your podcast about a year ago. It was last December, and I had started listening because I had just gotten a new job before that, and my financial situation had changed, and I kind of wanted to, you know, be aware of, you know, how I could take that into a really positive direction and, you know, actually do something with the money that I now had. I was making more than I had before, and I wanted to do something smart with it. You know, I, at the time I was 28 years old, I'm 29 now, and I'm like, you know, I should really kind of start getting my finances together, getting really close to the big 3-0 here.
It's not as scary as it sounds.
That's good. I hear good things.
So. Yes.
Yeah. So I started listening, and cause I have had a lot of financial, like sort of lofty financial goals, you know, left over from my teenage years and my college years of things that I thought I would have done by now that I hadn't been able to do yet because of money. And one of the big things was travel. Travel is something I've always wanted to do, and it just never seemed like there was enough money for it. And so, anyway, basically what I did was I listened to an episode of your show. I think it was one of the early budgeting ones. And I was like, you know what? I should do that. I haven't really looked at my budget since my financial situation has changed. So I did. I sat down, I followed your instructions to a T, and I like made a spreadsheet, which is not something I normally do. The rows and columns usually are very intimidating to me, but I just went at it. And I actually found out a lot of really interesting things about my, my habits, my spending habits and my saving habits. And, well, my saving habits were not great really. You know, I always had money going into savings, but I didn't do anything with it. I just, you know, basically right. I would end up dipping into it every month and taking it all back out and then wondering why the balance never really changed.
And that's more common, you know, it's funny, yeah. You know, people set up the savings account and then just like you, you know, it's, well, I put 200 in, but then at the end of the month, I end up taking out 300 or whatever it may be, yeah. You know, and it's like, wait a minute, I'm not actually saving any money, am I?
Exactly. That was, and I was so, I had been so flabbergasted by that for months. I was like, why is this happening? I swear I'm doing the things. I'm doing exactly the thing. But yeah, I had to dip back into it every single month, and I didn't know why. And so I looked at my spending habits and realized that I was spending upwards of $250 to $300 a month eating out at restaurants alone, because I absolutely hate to cook. And I hate grocery shopping. And so it's so much easier to just like pop into, you know, the grocery store next door to where I work on my lunch break and get a thing of mac and cheese or something like that for lunch. Or, you know, it's also dining out is like a lot of socializing happens around food and dining out and, you know, going out for drinks, going out for coffee and that sort of thing. And it was only like $5 or $10 here and there, maybe one big dinner once a week, but it really added up.
Did it surprise you when you actually like looked at it in a whole?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I was shocked because in my head on my neat little spreadsheet, I had budgeted like $80 for eating out.
Right.
And I was like, there's no way I spend $80 eating out a month. And then I looked at it. I sat down and added it up. I went through my statement with a highlighter, just like your podcast has suggested. And I was shocked. I was like, I cannot believe that I'm spending $300 a month dining out. That's crazy. Like if I saved that for a year, I would have well over $3,000. That's a trip.
Exactly. Like, yeah.
Yeah. That's my vacation. That's my dream vacation I've always wanted to take. And so, in January, this past year, I decided, you know what, I'm just going to set an intention. I talked to my boyfriend about it. I was like, how would you like to take a trip together? And he was like, okay. And so we just kind of talked about some of the destinations that we'd always wanted to go to. And it turned out Iceland was in both of our top three. So we set a general time. We're like, okay, late August, early September, we're going to go to Iceland and we're going to start saving now. And I put myself on a dining out hiatus was what I called it. It lined up very well with Lent. So I gave up dining out for Lent.
I love it. Yes.
And it worked. I was able to save $300 a month, from January all the way up until the trip. And I saved, $2,800 in wow. that period of time. Yeah. In addition to that, I also saved an additional $100 in a separate bank account for, like, you know, my nest egg account for emergencies and things that might come up. Sure. And, you know, it was funny the whole time that I was saving up for this trip. I never felt completely sure that it was going to happen, that the money was still going to be there when it came time to buy the plane ticket. But when it came time to buy the plane ticket in June was when we had decided to do it because, you know, 2 months before the trip seemed about right. We bought the tickets and I was like, oh my God, I just bought the tickets for my dream trip. It really finally felt real when that happened, when we bought the tickets and, you know, then we bought all of our gear and everything. And then August came around, which was, we left on August 22nd for our trip. And I was like, oh my God, the money is still there. We're actually going.
You right? Know. Like, and it's just kind yeah. of, I think it is, you know, it's kind of, you know, amazing. I think when people have like these transformations, like you've had, mm-hmm. because like you said, you're so used to just kind of having a little bit of savings and then it kind of going away and then, you know, a little bit yeah. back. And then, so I can totally understand it. Like looking at the statement, like, wait a minute, is this actually going to be here?
Right. Yeah. You know, it just went to prove that like, I can do that. Like I am capable of
exactly
doing that. And it wasn't miserable either. That was the other thing is, you know, I sort of pride myself on, you know, being spontaneous and not, you know, being too regimented about my time, but, and my resources and that sort of thing. But I actually found that I didn't feel that restricted. I still went out with my friends. I still had a good time. I made a lot more meals at home, but that wasn't even as miserable as I thought it was going to be. I learned a lot about saving money. I learned a lot about making simple, cheap meals at home. I also learned that, you know, for the same amount that I would spend at a restaurant for one meal, I can make like 8 meals at home.
Yeah.
So
how did you track, you know, your eating out and staying on budget then going forward?
I did, my boyfriend and I basically decided that we were going to eat out once a week and we would trade off who was paying for it. That way, either one of us was only paying for 2 meals per month.
Right.
Which then I was only spending like less than $60 a month dining out. And I also set certain rules for myself, where basically I could not buy anything that was less than 2 meals.
Ooh, so, I like that.
So I couldn't go to the grocery store and buy a TV dinner. I had to buy something that would last for more than 2 meals. So I made a lot of like soups and I made a lot of like big batch things. If I did go out, I made sure that I got, you know, I mean, it's easy to do it in an American restaurant with the way that portions are, but like I made sure that it was something, you know, I always made sure to save at least half of it for later. And that really helped me stay under that like sort of $60. That was kind of the number I had in my head, that under that $60 range for the month. That's
fantastic. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. Okay, listen, like many of you out there, I love Notion, our sponsor today. And I honestly use it every day for my notes and journaling. I also track our family expenses, and I manage all of our household to-dos. Notion has been such a lifesaver in helping me get a lot more organized, because that's not one of my strengths, without stressing me out. Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organize, and rediscover the joy of play. It's a workspace designed not just for making progress, but getting inspired. Notion is the AI-powered workspace that can summarize things like meeting notes and automatically generate action items and help you get answers to questions in seconds. It will honestly blow your mind. Notion is for everyone, whether you're a Fortune 500 company, you're a freelancer, you're starting a startup, or you're a student juggling classes and clubs, or you're somebody like myself that just really wants to get organized. Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/ETM. That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/ETM, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you are supporting our show, notion.com/ETM. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters, and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. So tell me about Iceland. Tell me about your trip, what you did, how amazing it was.
It was amazing is a really good word for it, actually. It was incredible. We were there for 2 weeks. We rented a car, this teeny weeny little city European car.
Yes, I've been in those before.
Oh, it was hilarious. Every time I looked at it, I kind of giggled a little bit because it was so tiny. Like, it could literally fit inside of my car. But we had to keep all of our stuff. We camped. So we drove around the country and camped. And we had to keep all of our camping stuff in this car. So it was just like packed to the roof with our stuff. We just had a really magical time. Like, every day we saw some new, like, wonder, like just like glaciers, volcanoes, waterfalls. Like, there was, we started getting to the point in our trip where we're just like, oh, there's another waterfall,
right?
Like, that's how ubiquitous that waterfalls are there. They're just everywhere. We had a really good time, like, kind of mapping out our trip as we went. We didn't really go with a super solid plan of what we were going to do other than traveling the Ring Road, which is the highway that goes all around the sort of edges of the island. We camped. We camped one night on the beach on the south shore. We camped in a fjord that reminded that reminded us of Rivendell from Lord of the Rings. It was amazing. It was just so cool. We went whale watching, and we saw two humpback whales, which was pretty cool. We went to a witchcraft of museum and sorcery, which was up in the western fjords, and we had to drive like 20 miles on this like dirt, like this mountainous dirt road in this tiny little city car.
Right?
I cannot believe that car made it on that road. We were just like clenching the whole way.
Wow. What about how was the food there?
The food was pretty good. We had one nice meal while we were there. We went to this, I don't even remember what it was called. I don't know if I could pronounce it if I did. but there was a restaurant, in the north of Iceland, in Húsavík. We basically got two platters and a bowl of soup, and we just shared all of it. And we got fish soup, and then we got this, fish skewer, which had this like just plump fatty fish on it and these like great vegetables and everything. It was magnificent. Wow. Yeah. And then we got, what was the other thing? It was like Arctic char or something. I don't remember exactly. But it was really, really some of the freshest seafood I think I've ever had in my life. I mean, living in Wisconsin, we don't have that much fresh seafood, at least not the exotic stuff. But like having access to that really, really fresh seafood was amazing. And the hot dogs, too. If you're on a budget in Iceland, hot dogs are like the big thing there. There were hot dog stands every day, everywhere, and they were amazing. They were, I don't know why, but they were really, really good hot dogs. And they had this like special sauce that we ended up buying a bunch of in the airport on our way home because it was so good.
I love it.
So yeah. But we did a lot of camp cooking too, which helped us stay within budget on the trip. Like buying, you know, things that would be easy to make at the camp, but were also, you know, fairly nutritious and satisfying.
Exactly. Wow. That sounds amazing.
It was really, really cool.
So now that you've knocked Iceland off the list, where next?
Oh, that's a really good question. We've been kind of kicking around ideas a lot lately. I kind of really like the idea of going to Brazil and Argentina.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, which is a little different because we usually like colder places. Like, you know, one of my fantasy trips is going to the Yukon, but I have no idea how I would accomplish that.
You got to keep it on the list though. You know, you never know.
Absolutely. It's true. I also, as a big Anne of Green Gables fan, my best friend and I really want to go to Prince Edward Island one of these days to, visit her home and everything, like the whole scene of that story, just sounds really magical. I also really want to go to the British Isles someday. That's like my big trip, but I'm gonna save up for a while and do that one right.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome. So are you keeping on kind of your saving routine now? Is it become a habit, or is it kind of like, oh, I gotta get myself back into this?
It is, well, I still have my automatic transfers set up, so it's kind of a habit in that way right now. But, actually my next goal for the next 1 to 2 years is actually working on paying down credit card debt. So
very nice. Yeah. I was going to ask you what big goal is up next?
Yep. That's it. Credit card debt. I gotta tackle that. And 'cause I really want to start, doing like a lot of the points, like, you know, playing the game with the points, but I can't do that until I get the balance down a little bit more. So
The points game is definitely when you can get that strategy going. I have traveled free more places just from playing the points, you know, and it feels wrong and yet so right at the same time.
Hey, if they're offering it, you know, you might as well take advantage of it.
That's right. So. That's right.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, this has been great, Marie. I so appreciate you telling your story. I know that listeners love to hear from other listeners, and I'm so happy that you're the first story that we're able to share, and you know, that you've just had such great results. I think it's just, you know, it's kudos to you. I mean, like I say, I can tell you everything about money, but unless you actually, you know, want to do it yourself, you know, you won't actually change things. But you found a way to make this work, mm-hmm. and to go on a dream trip, which is, I think, just such a great, compelling story.
Absolutely. Thank you. And thank you for all that you do and all the information that you put out there. It's been so helpful and so inspiring. And it really has been a big part of me preparing for this trip and this next phase of my life moving forward. So thank you so much for that. And thank you for the opportunity to tell my story.
See, so this budgeting thing, it actually does work. Marie found a way to save enough money to be able to afford her dream trip. And the irony, of course, is that she had that all along, right? It was sitting in her bank account just waiting for her to find it. So I hope this inspires you, whatever dream, whatever goal you want to achieve, that it doesn't matter what's in your bank account, you can totally do it.
Whatever you're saving up for, a CD from Sandy Spring Bank lets you grow your savings at a guaranteed rate. Right now, earn interest at 4.5% APY on an 8-month CD special or 4.25% APY on a 14-month CD special. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com/CD specials. Minimum opening deposit to earn the annual percentage yield is $500 for the 8-month CD special and $2,500 for the 14-month CD special. Member FDIC.